Blog Talk Radio.
Get this thing handled. So let's go ahead and handle our business. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this your daily go get a mism show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say, Omar, what's the R? It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. And we are in motion. And we are okay. And we going to make sure that we do the thing the right way. Break it on down. It's going to be all right tonight. Yeah, we going to get high. But I slow it down just for a minute to get in it. We take a second to record. Yo, respect it. Yo, a random act of disrespect might make you want to come at somebody next. They already came at yours. You was in front of you and your boys. And they came through trying to act like they got you. Oh no, it's not going down like that. No, not with O. So, a random act of disrespect. Now, yesterday we covered a couple of things, like when somebody tries to jump in line, cut in line, they tried to bust in line. You know, here you are at the market, here you are waiting to get a COVID-19 vaccine shot. Here you are at the 3-2 Center waiting to get your food stamps. Here you are stand, Yo, what's yours is yours, and what's mine is mine. I saw your mother in the cheese line. She was chilling, co-chilling with a big behind. Somebody cut the line, and woo, she got mad. I'm telling you straight for a fact. She's about to get out of a character and act like somebody really disrespected her, and they did. But that shit shouldn't have occurred, and she really almost got wild, and I was like, oh, slow the child down. Somebody cutting in line can really, let me put it to y'all like this. Picture it. Picture it. Me, Omar with the rrr, and I'm at Cousins. I'm at the meat counter. Yeah, I'm balling. I'm about to buy something really expensive at the meat counter at Cousins. 10 pounds of turkey wings. I'm going all out. I'm buying 10 pounds of turkey wings. You know, this shit thing. No, I ain't say I was rich, because if I was rich, I would have got 10 pounds of chicken wings. You know what I'm saying? But I'm getting 10 pounds of turkey wings. So at Cousins, y'all know there are a lot of Hispanic people who work at Cousins, particularly the people who work at the meat counter. Most of them speak Spanish. So when a Spanish-speaking person comes and the numbers get messed up, because everybody that's at the meat counter is supposed to take a number. Well, sometimes the numbers get a little jumbled up, and whoever is finished with one customer, he may go to the number counter and ask, Is it this number, that number? And let's say you have been waiting for your number so long that you messed around and lost your spot, because you got on the phone. You know what I mean? You was waiting so long that you weren't paying attention when your number got called. So somebody who came way after you, let's say you have number 86. Somebody who has number 125, they jump in when they called 86. They figure nobody else answered that, so they going to act like they got number 86. Now, I really should have probably said 6 or 16, because it starts over after 99. But anyway, let's say you got 126. So you're 20 spots after the person whose turn it is. Now, because they both speak Spanish, you speak English, and they both speak Spanish, he like, all right, you got number 6? No, you got number 86? He's like, si, papi, si, tengo número 86, allá. Well, allá really means over there. IE means there. I. All right. Ochenta y seis. I. You catch it like, oh, shit. Now I got 86. Now, Poppy already started helping this customer. Poppy know damn well that person was not even anywhere in the vicinity all of this time, but he going to help them because they both speak Spanish and all of that. So that's really, really a random act of disrespect as far as I'm concerned, because, you know, two people took advantage of the situation because they had a camaraderie of speaking the same native language. Meanwhile, your English speaking ass was lunching. You know what I mean? Because you had waited so long, you weren't paying attention, and now they done jumped the line. So somebody like me is paying attention like, nah. And somebody like me is going to say, no, papi or mommy, no, no tramposa la línea. No tramposa la línea. Now, tramposa actually means cheating. No, cheating. So I'm going to be like, no, mommy, no tramposa la línea, por favor. No tramposa la línea. No cheating the line. No cheating the line. Please. Please, no cheating the line. And now they don't expect me to be able to understand I'm Spanish and more or less speak it and speak up. And they both like, no, papi, no tramposa. No tramposa, no tramposa. Joe, no tramposa. No. No tramposa. Well, this lady over here had number 86. And I want her to go because I got number 87. So, por favor, no tramposa la línea. It's your turn. It's your turn, ma. I might have instigated a little bit, but I felt like it was unfair. I wasn't having it. And it's a random act of disrespect. Now, Poppy and Mommy can be all, they can be mad at me all they want. I don't give a fuck. I'm next. I'm next. And I'm basically protecting my spot. And the spot of the Americano, Morena mujer. Yvette Lucas, what's going on, ma? It's good to see me. Yvette Lucas, good to see me. And you, thanks for coming on through. You know that I am M-I-S-S to you. A random act of disrespect, part two. That's what we're talking about tonight. So things like that can happen, and you never know, man. See, this is the kind of stuff that World Star videos are made of. These are the kind of things that World Star videos are made of. You know, somebody like that. He said technically challenged. Nah, you good? You good? Somebody just comes out of the blue and disrespects you or just disregard. Disregard and disrespect is sort of like the same thing, except when you disregard somebody, you basically just leave them out of the picture. Like, you don't acknowledge them. And that can be a form of disrespect. Now, sometimes disrespect can be direct. Like, I'm going to straight diss you. Like, I'm going to get confrontational about it. Not everybody wants to get confrontational when it comes to disrespect. Sometimes, a lot of times, it's not safe to get disrespectful. It's not safe to get all disrespectful. And some people don't understand that it's not safe to get disrespectful until it's too late and they've already gotten disrespectful and now everything then got blown out of proportion. And somebody has to jump in and break this up. And you know how it is when you break up a fight between two full-fledged adults. Those are not pretty fights. When two full-fledged adults fight, you know why I hate to see adults fight, physically fighting? Because it seems to be like it always seems to be so one-sided. You know, when two full-fledged, full-grown adults fight, one of them ain't fought and I don't know how long and wasn't planning on fighting. And the other one looked like they just fought last night, last week. One thing is for sure, those skills are definitely there. And it's not necessarily that they know how to hold their hands. It ain't about their hands. It's just certain things that they do that shows that they understand what a fight is about. It may look a little dirty, like pulling somebody's shirt over their head. If you've never been in a fight where somebody pulled the shirt over your head, you don't understand how dark it can get. And I'm not just talking about physically dark. Like, it gets dark. Like, you realize, like, you are in a fight with somebody who really understands fighting. So here you are, you know, fighting like a boxer. And you don't understand. You don't understand that this is not a box. You don't understand that you have just gotten into a phone booth with a gorilla. And you know that gorilla is going to take up most of that phone booth. All you got left is little old you. So sure, you can say that they didn't fight you fair and all of that. No, you didn't understand that you was in a fight. You was in a fight, and now you're going to have to adjust your tactics. But this is what happens a lot of times when adults fight. I don't like to see it. We're supposed to leave those petty games behind. But the situation doesn't always warrant that happening.
So you see one person getting dragged and ragged and just, you know, thrown around like a man. Have you ever seen somebody literally get thrown around like a rag doll? We talk about that shit, but I've seen it actually happen, and it's like, oh God, yo, this person is literally swinging this person around, and this is not Ring Around the Rosie. I don't know about y'all, but like with my daughter, you know, until she got damn near this age now, I would take her hands, grab her by her wrist and swing her around. She loved it. Round and around and around and around. As she started getting bigger, you know how hard that was. Well, imagine seeing a full-fledged adult do that to somebody by their hair. I've seen it done in videos, and I've damn near seen it done in real life. But they weren't swinging them like that by their hair, but they was fucking, you know, swinging them back and forth. Like, you stupid bitch. Fuck is wrong with you? Get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? With this dumb shit. You can't even fucking fight. You gonna fuck with me? Well, now, I bet you having a bad day, ain't you? I've seen that kind of shit. And with dudes, you know, every dude be trying to go for the knockout blow. And most dudes ain't really, they don't understand what it takes to knock somebody out. And a lot of dudes who get knocked out don't understand what it takes to get knocked out. So they kind of get introduced up close and personal. It's kind of embarrassing. So, all of this stems from, well, a lot of it stems from random acts of disrespect. You got into a den or a cage with what you thought was a pussycat, and you realized later on that it was a lion, and you are outclassed with your old antelope ass, with your gazelle ass. Let me holler at my peoples. Let me see who's in the place tonight. Cow Chamber, let me find Rita and my brother. Ansel Jones, Baltimore girls just can't leave the brother alone. Thanks for coming through, my brother. Thanks for coming on by. Good to see you. Yo, you're doing fly. And Cherry Wright, yo, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going right in your sight. And Cherry, Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame, Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame. And Stacey White, yo, thanks for coming on through. Thanks for treating the game right. Robbie Ming, my big sis, doing the thing. She's something like a queen for a king. True. Thanks for coming on by, y'all. And we are talking about a random act of disrespect. Part two, we're going to finish up. We only did the show for a half an hour yesterday afternoon. We're going to finish it up and do it the right way tonight. And my girl, Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on? Glad to see me, girl. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. So, yeah, a random act of disrespect. How bad can it get? Well... random, like this wasn't planned on your end. You weren't coming up against somebody or facing somebody that you thought was going to try to mistreat you. This just happened. Like, this literally just happened. Like, hey, I'm just doing my thing. I'm just hanging on out. I'm just letting y'all know what the world is about. Like, why would you try to disrespect me? Why would you do that? And before you know it, what the hell? Yeah, before you know it, here you are. You know how, like, when somebody disrespects you, and, you know, you feel that heat come across your face, your heart rate starts to increase, your pulse rate is all crazy. You ever feel your heart beating? Not in your heart, though. Like, you feeling that vein that pop right here. Like, I got one that comes right here. Let me see if I can make it happen. Woo! Woo! Did I do it? Nah. Vane don't wanna cooperate. Well, I used to make it come right here. But anyway, so when somebody catches you out there, they're pretty much going to take you out of character. And that's not where you want it to be. Who doesn't want to navigate through their day seamlessly, without incident, without problems? Nobody wants to be out there, you know, getting into it, feeling all bad, having their day ruined by some random person that just decided that they were having a bad day, so they were going to try to make yours just as bad. I don't think everybody understands the consequences of their action. You never know who you're dealing with out there. Do you understand what I'm saying? You never know who you're dealing with out there in the world. So it can get to the point where, you know, like I said, you thought you was in the ring with a pussycat. Turns out you was in the ring with a straight tiger. And more than likely, you didn't go to school to learn how to tame a tiger. Because by the time you found out that you were in the den or the cage with a tiger, it was already too late. You already underestimated the tiger as a kitty cat, as a pussy cat. Emphasis on the pussy. And that's probably going to be to your detriment. Now, you'll probably live through it, but it won't be an experience that you'll probably want to deal with again. No. A random act of disrespect. What do y'all know? If y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes. Y'all, I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. The Daily Go Get a Business Show. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you hit the like button. It don't cost you nothing. Stop fronting. Aside fronting. It don't cost you nothing to push that like while you're acting like you the homo or die. Don't disrespect this platform. Just hit the like button. Come on. Do me like that. Don't do the God like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy the show. So, a random act of disrespect. A random act of disrespect. Let me put on these glasses so I can actually see what people are saying. Cherry says, I felt like I was yesterday. People I knew for a long time. Narciso says, so my derogatory term for black people in Espanol wasn't posted. Oh, really? You say, no, I just say, look at you holding your mouth. That's why I stop myself from cursing in one sentence and then let it go in the next one. I prefer to be on platforms and in situations where I can just abandon the whole don't curse thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? For what? Carol Chamberlain says, if you don't hit the like, that's a random act of disrespect. It is, Carol. But it ain't even random. If you don't like the show, you doing that on purpose. Like, I'm going to watch this shit, but I'm going to watch it, but I'm not going to support it. And you know that can happen, but that's not random. That's somebody openly hating on your shit, you know what I'm saying? Kind of letting you know what it is. So, all right, let's get back to this thing. a random act of disrespect. Now, you know when a random act of disrespect can happen when you are at work. Y'all know how that go. When you at work, somebody might do something to you at work. First of all, let me just put it out there. Has any of you ever seen a fight in the workplace? You know, it's something to behold. Like, when you see two people fighting at work, first of all, you already know, all right, so two people getting fired, they might as well go for it all. You ain't getting out of this. You're not getting out of this. You're not getting out of this. You know what I'm saying? So if, but the way that it happens at work, it could be anything from somebody inviting themselves into a conversation that you was having, to somebody making a comment about something that's going on with you, whether it's how you dress, what you wore, something that you said. Now, I'm talking about random. I'm not talking about somebody that you knew was hating on you all along, so they was running back and forth to HR trying to throw you under the bus, or they was going to managers and supervisors or whatever trying to hate on you. That's different, because that's not random. And more than likely, you've been finding out about all of that. And you were probably shielded from all of that because somebody was telling you, well, you know, every time you do such and such, you know, they go running the blah, 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 you know. It could be your supervisor hating on you. It could be your manager hating on you, always trying to put you in situations that make you look bad so you can get wrote up and, you know, that, those kinds of things. But when it actually gets there, and you actually see a full, all-out fist fight at work, well, you know that gets ugly. And it's like a train wreck. You cannot look away. Because at work, you'd be wondering, like, who's going to break it up? I bet you one thing, HR ain't going to break it up. You will have a meeting with HR right afterwards. But nobody from HR is going to step in. And shit, the managerial staff might not step in either. Like, shit, they was duking it out. I ain't taking a punch in the face over this. You know, it can get ugly. Cal Chamber says, yep, I've been on one. Oh, you've been in one. Really? You was in a fist fight at work? Oh, shit. She said, yep, I went for the gusto. Well, needless to say, you don't work there no more. But I bet it wasn't because you retired. I'll bet. My man Jeff Hawk is Jay Hawk all up in the place. Good to see you come through. Glad to see your face. He says, yes, unfortunately. Oh, damn, Jeff, you've been in a fight at work too. Damn. Damn. Okay. Well, see, that's the thing. It happens often enough for people to have seen it and evidently for people to have experienced it. But, you know, that's an ugly thing, getting into a fight at work. Like I said, you're getting fired. Ain't really no way. Actually, I've seen people survive getting in fights at work if you can do it in a certain type of setting. Like people who work in places like warehouses, construction sites, places where there's a lot of testosterone, maybe even displaced testosterone, you know? Yeah, I have known people to get away with fighting in those acts. Like, yo, he pieced the boy up in the bathroom. You know what I mean? They had a disagreement. He was like, all right, fuck it, man. Come in the bathroom. We can settle this like men. Speaking of settling like men. Mahu Lisa Mahu, thanks for coming on by. Thanks for coming on through. It's good to see me, seeing you come by. And I'm always going to acknowledge you and just say hi. Hi. So, yeah, with certain, okay, let me address this. Let me just say this. This whole let's handle this like men thing. I love it and hate it at the same time when certain cats be like, yeah, I mean, we can handle this like men, because they figure that handling things like men or like a man always involves aggression. A lot of times people who talk like that, though, ain't really ready for that heat. Because think about it. You wouldn't talk like that to somebody that you didn't think that you could beat. You don't want to handle it like men. You don't want to handle a situation like men if you don't think that you can beat a person. Mm-mm. So what's the opposite of handling it like a man? What's the opposite of that? So you ain't handling it like a girl, like a bitch, like a punk? Okay. Well, sometimes some people are men and they might handle things in a different type of manly way. Like, you don't always have to physically get into it with somebody. Sometimes you might make a person come to you. Like, okay, since you want to talk about manhood, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you in a position where you're going to have to come at me. I'm not going to let you make me come at you. So I'll have to explain how I went first. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have you come to me. So, you know, we're going to do it a little different. And of course, things can go a little left when that's the situation. But when you see an actual fist fight at work, you know that some things have gotten into a powder keg type of fever pitch. And ain't no coming back. Ain't no coming back. It gets ugly. It gets nasty. And then people are thinking after all of that's said and done, like, what could I have done different to make this happen? How about taking into consideration from the beginning and making a pact with yourself not to let yourself get into that situation? That's what you could have done differently. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Easily. That sometimes has to come with age and maturity. Maturity doesn't come with age. That's one of the biggest misconceptions that people make. They think that with age comes maturity. I know I'm not the only person that knows somebody who does certain stupid things the same way that they did 20, 30 years ago. The same way. Why are they doing things the same way that they did 20, 30, maybe even 40 years ago? Because nobody checked them 20, 30, maybe 40 years ago. Nobody checked them. It kept working. It kept working. So they figured since it kept working, then they are either ordained for to have it their way, or this is just the way it's supposed to be. I got it like that. Anybody ever disrespect you? And you be like, and you ask them like, yo, why you doing that? Oh, because I can. Yeah, I'm doing it because I can. You don't like it? Stop it. Can't get along, get a fair one going. You don't like it, change it. That's what we would say when we was like somewhere around 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. You don't like it, change it. You don't like it, change it. You know when somebody talks you like that, they don't have no respect for you. Now, is that random? I don't know. I don't know. We talking about a random act of disrespect. A random act of disrespect. You don't like it, change it. So me telling you that I don't like the way that you're treating me is not good enough. You're telling me that you're going to keep doing what you're doing if I don't stop you from doing what you're doing. You don't like it, change it. It's like na 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 na. Na 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 na. Lisa Mau says, I just had this happen, but they couldn't speak it out loud. So they on some passive aggressive. Oh my God. Oh man, please. Please, Lisa, don't get me talking about being passive aggressive. Because honestly, there's hardly anything else in this world that I hate more. Than the passive aggressive shit. The passive aggressive shit. Yeah. Yeah. So passive aggressive. That's basically when somebody acts like they agree, but they perform no. It's like saying yes and performing no. So passive aggressive people don't really like confrontation. Some will get into it. Some will be confrontational, but most of them are non-confrontational, which is why they're passive aggressive. So yeah, when you're passive aggressive, it's like, listen, man, I ask you, like, all right, let's say, I ask you to stop parking so close to my car. Something simple. Listen, sometimes you're so close to my bumper that I don't have any room to get out. So I have to bump your car in order to get out of this space. Plus, you're parked so close to me. All right, let's talk about living on a Philly city block. Scratch that example I was about to make. You know, in the city, the parking situation can get bad. It can get really, really, really bad. So let's say, you ever know somebody who just parks their car any way they want to? Instead of parking to whereas somebody else will be able to have a spot, they'll park in the middle of the spot. So any other car that needs to park, there's not enough space for them to park. But there could be. If a person would just pull up a little bit closer to the car that's in front of them. So let's say y'all live on the same block. It's a bad parking situation. So it's first come, first serve as far as parking is concerned. So you're telling the person, like, listen, man, listen. Let's say it's a neighbor. All right. Listen, can you move your car up a little bit so, you know, somebody else can park behind you? Let's say they say, I'll do that. I'm about to come out and move my car in a minute. And you're like, all right, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. And they never come out and move their car. And the reason that they didn't come out and move their car is because they didn't fucking want to. Not only that, but secretly, they felt some kind of way about you asking them to move their car. Passive aggressive all day. So the next day, you notice that they never moved their car. And you may have been asking them to move their car so somebody that you know could park. It might have been you. So the next time you ask them, like, listen, you know, the other day when I asked you to move up a little bit, you know, I noticed you never moved your car. Oh, you know what, man? When you had asked me, I was busy with something, and I forgot all about it, man. I'm sorry. I won't do that no more. But then they keep doing it the same way. Passive aggressive. You understand what I mean? Passive aggressive. That type shit. And see, that passive aggressive shit doesn't go unnoticed by cats. It doesn't. So you're dealing with somebody who's directly aggressive, and you're passive aggressive, what do you think is going to happen? Well, I'll tell you what happens. The passive aggressive person is going to come off like they're being randomly disrespectful to the directly aggressive person because they're not with all of that bullshit. Listen, man, I was trying, you know, the directly aggressive person is going to be like, listen, man, I was trying to fucking be nice to you. But I see that, you know, they say nice guys finish last, so I'm going to show you what it's like when I'm not nice no more. Bring your punk ass out of here so I can fucking, that type shit. And a passive aggressive person really ain't want none. They ain't want none. Then again, sometimes the passive aggressive person can be a little crazy. But you know the difference. Bottom line is, it's a random act of disrespect. Like, here we are out here. Either rumbling or it went to weapons and all of that. Why? Over a parking situation. So we got road rage over parked cars. And this is Philadelphia. People get shot over this shit. Parking spaces. People get killed over parking spaces in my city. I hate to say it, but it's true. Somebody saved their spot in front of their house. They put cones or chairs out there, you know, in front of their crib. And you move those cones or those chairs because nobody owns the parking spot. It get ugly. It get ugly around here. It get ugly around here. Random act of disrespect. You know that I need to park in front of my house. And you saw me put the chairs out there in front of those parking spaces. And you moved my parking space and parked in that motherfucker. Well, something is going to happen to your car first, and then something is going to happen to you afterwards. That's kind of how that happens. Passive aggressive? Oh, yeah. Oh, first we flattened your tires. Oh, I don't know who flattened your tires. You came out all for you. See, I'm not with all of that, but people are. Some people are. Like, just let the motherfucker park in front of his house. Avoid all that old foolishness. Oh. Okay, I said, man, you know a few. Don't start. I thought you were saying. No, wait. Wait a minute. You said. I went for the gusto. Maybe we're talking about something different now. All right. Jeff Hawkins says, have to be quite crafty. Okay, yeah. And Carol said, hey, Jeff, me either. My director broke it up and later told I should have beat the thief for stealing and then cussing me out. Oh, okay. Jeff said, yes, oh, they don't be ready. They not. And you know, a lot of people at work play tough. And I don't know why. Yo, you at a job. That lets me know right there you got some kind of sense of, you know, this is where you come to. This is where you come to make money. Yeah, you want to come here and be a gangster? Well, what do the streets have to say about that? You going to work to show your G. What happens? What you a reverse gangster? You come to work to be a gangster, but what do you do out on the streets? That's where you bring the corporate out. I don't know. Carol says she stole a credit card out of my wallet and then called me out of my name. Shaking my head. Wrong move, sis. Wrong move. Oh yeah. She bought that one all the way. She bought that. Robbie says, I do. My sisters are in their 50s and still immature. Oh, okay, Carol. That's what you're talking about. somebody who do shit the same way still has the same thought processes as they did when they was mad young. Yeah, that is true. Jeff Hawkins said, yeah, they bark bigger than they bite. That would describe a lot of people. Carol says, I hate that. Ugh, the passive aggressive shit. Yeah. Stacy White, she says, my mother told the young girl to meet her across the street after work. Oh, shit. TK Wright says, I had to make a decision. Either I bust his windows out with my forearm, or I go Karen on him. I chose Karen. What? Either I bust his windows out or I go Karen on him. I chose Karen. Black Karen. A black Karen. Yo, Karen. Black Karen. Black Karen is telling. Black Karen is reporting. Black Karen is taking no short. Black Karen is all on her jaw. Oh, shit. It's about to abort. Go. Get away. Go away. I don't play like that. There's going to be some problems with that. Hey, yo, it's about to be a real problem, and none of these things out here is going to solve it. Black Karen is coming around. She got her pen and pad. Jotting it down. Everybody's going to get fucked up. The rules about to change the business, bitch. Yeah. Oh, man. Jayhawk. Wait until he needs a reason to comment that led to that. Oh. Yeah, man. Random act of disrespect. Why? It's sort of like social media. What I don't understand is what's going on inside of a person that makes them feel good about disrespecting somebody. That's the part I think I don't understand. And that's probably what makes me have to figure out that part of human nature. Like, am I late on that? Am I slow on that? What is it that makes a person feel good about making another person feel bad? Wow. You see a picture of Nicki Minaj when she was younger. Like, I don't know how accurate this picture is, but they got a picture of her when she was, in the year 2000 and then in the year 2015. Now, this is not to say that people can't grow, but I don't know. I don't know. So anyway, yeah. Random acts of disrespect. Before we start to get on the body here, what was the last time to your memory that you felt randomly disrespected? Blindsided. Totally caught off guard. And more importantly, answer this question. How much differently do you handle random acts of disrespect today than you may have handled them when you were in your teens, when you were in your 20s, 30s, 40s, however long ago? What has your evolution changed in you? What has your mind evolution changed in you? Wabam, what has your mind evolution done different for you? You know, you may have really had to change some of the things that you've done. I mean, honestly, behind this random acts of disrespect stuff, people have done time in jail. And as far as I'm concerned, if going to jail doesn't change you, then you probably should stay there. I'm not a fan of incarceration on any level. But I'm an even less fan of the bullshit. So it's like jail, bullshit, jail, bullshit, jail, bullshit, jail, bullshit. But if the whole process, you got to think about it, the whole process of being locked, you know, locked in prison. Because it ain't like you just get locked up. You first you get arrested, then you get locked up that way. But then you have a chance to make bail. You got to get a lawyer. You know, you got to go to trial or whatever. Even if you decide to let a judge decide your fate instead of a jury, you still go to trial. And there's a process involved. So you have time to think about all of these things. You have months to think about all of this. You have months to think about everything that's going on with you before you actually do that time. So what is it that makes you what is it that can make a person forget about that process and just still remain the same afterwards? After you do years, like, because you might have done, let's say, 20 years. Fuck all that. Let's say you did 1 year. 1 year. 1 year. And you know why I'm going to say 1 year? Because if you did 1 year in jail, you did something petty. And you definitely did something that you could have easily reversed. You got fucking 12 months. You got sentenced to 12 months. That means you did something dumb and petty. You ain't going to change that. What? A lot of people don't change it. Instead of changing that, they'll be like, well, yeah. I mean, wasn't no reason to change. You know, I shouldn't have got banged for it in the first place. I got 3 DUIs. You know what would have stopped me from getting the second one? Had I got locked up for the first one. See, the first one, I didn't get locked up. I got arrested, but I didn't get locked up. I went in, got processed, was right back out on the streets. I bet you if I would have sat my ass in jail for a few days, had to get a lawyer, would have been threatened with some real time. Like, Mr. McIntyre, you looking at 60 days. And this judge don't play. So, listen, prepare yourself to do at least 2 weeks. That second DUI wouldn't have happened with me. Trust and believe. It wouldn't have happened. But what happened? The first one, I got sentenced. See, the first DUI, I didn't even have to get a lawyer. I didn't take this shit seriously. I was like, if it was that serious, I would have got locked up. I went to school for administration of justice. So I'm thinking I know the law like that. And I did. I knew the law to my detriment, though. I knew the law to my detriment. I was more focused on what they can't do to me. And they didn't do nothing. I got my first DUI in Delaware.
Delaware, you know how many DUIs you can rack up in Delaware? Delaware, they laugh at DUI. They not serious over there. They not. So 2006, I got that DUI. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
2005, that's when I got arrested for it. I had to go to court for it in 2006. I turned it right around in 2007. At the end of 2007, got another DUI. 24 hours in jail? Wasn't even 24 hours. Got locked up on my way to the Eagles game. And there's a lot of circumstances around it, but it was totally preventable. Totally. So got locked up on my way to the Eagles games. I remember we was playing the Giants. So I never made it to the Eagles game. Got locked up. And let me tell y'all something. Let me fucking tell y'all something. So, all right, it's the end of 2007. I'm going to the Eagles game. You know, I had my chains on. You know, not this. Not these. I wouldn't, you know, I got on a 60-inch chain come down to the dick and another chain, rings, all that shit. So I get locked up. I'm looking like a straight dope boy or a rapper, you know, getting locked up. So I'm kind of laughing at it. So, you know, I got locked up. It was serious. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this shit's happening. But the judge let me out on a ROR. So I got out of jail like about 5 a.m. So from 1 p.m, somewhere around there, about 1 p.m. to 5 a.m. Hey, I ain't really, yeah. He was like, you know, ROR, no bail, no nothing. So guess what? That's why I wasn't taking it seriously. But I did have to get a lawyer. The lawyer that I had, shout out to him. He was like, oh, we can beat this. We just keep prolonging the case until the cop don't show up. Fucked around in 2009, got the third DUI. Now it's kind of serious, though. Never served no time for the first DUI because it was like it just went away. Nobody knocked on my door, no bench warrants, no nothing. I figured they must have forgot about that DUI. If the judge for the second DUI let me out on ROR, he should at least charge me some bail. That third DUI, though, they was like, nah, bail. I was like, all right, bail, $550. All right. My mom, my stepdad came down, paid the bill. But I did have to do 48 hours. I actually did the weekend. Like, got locked up on a Friday night. I got out on Sunday night. Yeah. It's just about 48 hours. My point is, it's shit like that that keep you from learning your lessons. Had I got banged the first time, had they smacked me up good and went upside my head and made me pay the price the first time, there wouldn't have been a second time. Because I would have understood that the second time was going to be a lot more severe. But I was so hard-headed that I basically randomly disrespected my whole self. Oh, and after that third DUI, I damn near got locked up for DUI after that. I didn't stop drinking until December 8th, 2012. I got sentenced in June,
June of, it might have been May, but they took away my license in June of 2010. You see how this goes? You know? So I didn't learn from people being nice to me. And that's why people sometimes have to learn the hard lessons or lessons the hard way by somebody going up inside their head. Because people will remember, oh, wait, this is what made somebody, this is what made somebody go upside my head about. Okay. Okay. T. Carrie Wright says, the last time was the time that I mentioned he was out of line. When I was younger, I may have responded with aggression. As level-headed as I am, I'm not sure. Let me see. Jeff Hawkins says, imitates or is that inmate status changed my perspective and reaction of idiots of sordid behavior? Interesting. Ansel Jones says, it's a year away. It's a year away from the public. Your brain has to catch up. Okay. Jeff Hawkins says, anger cost me years I can't get back. I strategically think on much higher level now. I hear that. Carol says, at Jeff, I know that's right. One of my children would make me risk that. Jeff Hawkins says, nothing's worth the price of your freedom. Trust me, man, you ain't never lied. That being locked up shit, you can have all of that. Motherfuckers be looking for a badge of honor because they did years. Man, are you out of your fucking mind? No. I come from a different school. Like, yeah, you did. You come home with a master's degree. I'm like, look at you. Damn. You come home with a PhD. Well, you don't really come home with a PhD. You come home with a master's. You know, PhD take a while. You know, do your residency, you know, your dissertation and all that. But nonetheless, I'm on that shit. I ain't never been on that, you know, glorifying gangsters and all of that shit. You know, I recognize that people have to do what they have to do, but we not doing that. I wasn't raised like that. I was raised around the motherfuckers, but I wasn't raised to glorify them, that lifestyle, or none of that. TK Wright says, Jayhawk, I'm not going to lie. I'd catch a case of someone harm my children. I realized this when this woman came within inches of hitting my youngest son in a parking lot 2 years ago. Wow. Jeff Hogan says, jail is big business. Oh, yes, it is. Privatizing the prisons, baby. Large dollars. Large dollars, baby. Yeah. All right, y'all. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs. Do the yo, shout-out. Tell you what it's all about. Birthday. Yeah. Thanks for coming out. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. And please make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's a daily go getter, Mr. Show. Think it ain't when it is, not same when we kids. We gotta get a little older, brush off the bullshit, right off the shoulder. You say that you're gonna check it down, make it sound like you wanna be around. You gotta be here for your children and for everybody out here that's trying to build something. Communities are going astray because we doing the shit the same dumbass way that we said that the media is on that bullshit, but we still fostering it, yo. And you can do much better, and I think that you better get a new perspective on life and do a little better. And I'm going to make sure none can test you. Y'all not going to make me be a rude boy. But if I have to do that, you can destroy you, boy. Do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious September 20th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Sheila Diane. Happy birthday to you, Sheila. And also Rolando Ransom turning 46 years old today. And Danielle Walters turning 40 years old. Bow, 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 bow. Welcome to the 40-40 Club. Rub-a-dub. And also my man, Henry Gamillion. Henry Gamillion. He used to come to the Daily Go Get a Business Show when he was on Facebook all the time. Turning 70 years old today. You do your damn thing, my senior man. And Donna M. Turner turning 55 years old today. And Rashawn Baya, happy birthday to you. And Keisha Marie Gaines, happy birthday to you. And Natasha Strick turning 46 years old today. And last but not least, the singer Man-Man. I said, last but not least, the singer Man-Man turning 36 years old today. Still going for his, still trying to make a way. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious September 20th anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Random Acts of Disrespect Part 2. We had to do it, y'all. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we had to do it, y'all. And you know why? 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 Because there are so many pressures that are placed upon you as a full-fledged, full-grown adult these days. It's like random acts of disrespect are like the little details that make up the big picture. You may want to keep your eyes on the big picture, but guess what? Somebody randomly comes along and disrespects you, and they just throw off your whole equilibrium. They mess up your pH. You know, they are the gnats that you keep running into while you getting your jog on. It's the little something that keeps you from being able to get comfortable and relaxed. How you going to get comfortable and relaxed and really be able to concentrate on the matter at hand when you got these irritants coming along and just trying to throw you off, seemingly on purpose, but it's random. And even though it's negative thinking, it'll have you wondering, like, what is it about me that makes you think you can get away with that shit? What is it about me that makes you think you're going to get away with that? Are you just foolishly brave? Well, it could be. Anyway, I want to thank y'all all for coming on by. I want to thank y'all for coming through. I said hi. I want to thank y'all for coming through tomorrow. Don't beg, steal, or borrow. I want to thank each and every one of y'all. I'm glad you came through. Yo, first day of fall. It's the day. And it feel a little cool out there. It was a nice day today. But summer is all way over, y'all. It's officially done. Summer go bye-bye. Goodbye, my summer love. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate you and love you right back to life. You think I won't when I will? You think a motherfucker don't have skills? All right. With that being said, man, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, I appreciate y'all coming through. Love is love, baby. So Blog Talk, we're going to get y'all out of here. We'll be back tomorrow night. Don't worry about it. We'll be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. You know what it is. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace, Blog.